The House of Representatives has passed a $475 million cleanup package for the lakes. The Senate is weighing a smaller plan, $400 million, and a conference committee may need to iron out any disagreement. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore says the lower amount would mean less cleanup work, but she says a difference in dollars should not gum up the process.
You know, the Great Lakes haven't had any friends, and so I think it's important that we've gotten off the dime with this initiative in taking the restoration of the Great Lakes seriously.
A study 2 years ago by the Brookings Institution concluded that spending a lot of money to clean up the Great Lakes would bring about double in the way of economic benefits. Wisconsin DNR Water Administrator Todd Ames backs the Great Lakes restoration dollars, but Ames warns that measuring the progress of cleanup would take several years.
We can be specific about practices that we're installing that we know have a beneficial impact, but being specific about the end result in terms of enhanced water quality is going to take longer than a couple of years. As I like to say, it took many, many years for us to create these problems. It's going to take longer than a couple of years to fix them.
President Obama has promised to consider spending big money on the Great Lakes for at least 5 years, depending on what happens with the current budget proposal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.